Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Clusterfucks for me. Oh, yeah. So it's like just penalty upon penalty on life.
I see.
On Joe's life.
It's just it's just adding on to the
I mean, it's like, so hey, put your headband on.
I don't want to put it on, my hair's wet. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, it's just like so I got a new car.
Okay.
And
Like a new car or a used car?
It's a 2013, okay. So it's technically a used car. But anyway, I'm driving around in it, and then I just realized today that I left my fucking iPass in my old car.
Nice.
And it's been like an entire week, so now I got to go online and find all the fucking tolls that I missed.
That blows.
Oh, I'm so pissed.
That's a lot of tolls.
It does. It's like, well, it'll probably add up to like maybe maximum $10 at best.
Sucks.
But then I called up like the used car dealer, and the guy was like, oh, man, I don't know. I have to go talk to my manager. He don't know. It's like some weird East Bulgarian guy, but fucking Romanians or whatever. I don't know. All the same. All Balkans. All the Balkans to me.
I believe this is an advertisement for the tabletop RPG of Log Horizon.
Log Horizon!
Did I recognize these characters here?
It's Log Horizon. I don't know. It's all fucking squiggly lines to me, so.
It's pretty fucking sweet.
So this character says squiggly line. Then this character says squiggly line. And then there's a tear coming down her eye.
Interesting.
Oh, and also today I also forgot my fucking iPad that had loaded up all the stuff that I wanted to talk about.
All right, so.
Yeah, it's just, this is not my day.
All right, it's just everything.
By the way, after I posted, like 2 minutes after I posted the last podcast, had to go to the emergency room.
Why? What did you do?
I had kidney stones.
Oh, nice.
So that whole diet that I was talking about on the last cast, yeah, totally out the window, because it's like, go to the hospital, have kidney stones in there overnight, go home the next day, didn't eat anything for a week because I'm on like opiate level painkillers.
Right.
And so it's like all of a sudden then I'm like, I'm really hungry. I should eat something. Now, then my wife is like, well, you shouldn't eat anything on your diet because it will upset the kidney stones. I'm like, God damn, I hate getting old. Talk to Pat B, man. I tell you, you hit 33, your life just like, your body's just like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
It's like when you have an old car. Like after like 10 years, your car just is like, okay, we're done, you know.
I always have an old car.
Yeah.
I like having my old cars because they're cheap.
They're
cheap, expensive.
Cheap, expensive.
They're cheap, expensive. Like the initial costs are always very low.
Yeah. That's why I bought a 2013 as opposed to like a 2009.
Right.
Yeah. So, but anywho, with
fucking Shadowrun, Sixth World Almanac. Look at that shit.
What?
Shadowrun in Japanese, yo.
Yeah. It's squiggly lines.
This is fucking awesome.
Are you sure it's Shadowrun?
Yes.
Isn't that like Ichigumi, schoolgirl haiku?
Definitely Shadowrun.
Okay.
Because it says right here, Shadowrun.
Oh, okay.
This magazine's fucking sick. I can't hear myself. Should I be able to hear myself?
Could be your headphones. I might have plugged in the wrong thing.
I see.
No, I plugged in the right one. I hear you.
Now I hear me.
Okay.
Now we're good.
Okay. Angel Baker, fan of the podcast, went to Japan and went to the gaming district, which why he did not go to the red light district, I will not know. But
I don't think Japan has a red light district.
They just have the Rising Sun district. And he got me and Steve sweet headbands. I have a kamikaze one because it's innately racist, I guess.
Flame tanks.
And yeah. And Steve got one that says
Ichiban.
I think it's Harajuku girl. I think that's what it says.
I'm already a Harajuku girl, but now I'm Ichiban Harajuku girl.
You ain't no hollaback girl.
Yeah.
He also
look at this RPG. Look at the characters. Yeah, they're a little cute.
And he also brought back a gaming magazine from Japan that I don't understand anything in. I think I might even have been reading it backwards. So I don't know.
I've identified many items in it. Actually, I was about to comment. The interesting thing about this magazine is it's printed in Western format.
Okay.
You're like, this is not how you would read it.
Well, it's probably for weeaboos who are like
Japanese weeaboos.
Well, I guess if it was a weeaboo, it would have to be left to right.
Right.
So.
Also, like the...
Maybe it's like the Japanese version of the weeaboo.
Also, weeaboos can't read Japanese.
No?
Like, 100% weeaboos cannot read Japanese. They're always like, that says strongest. Like, that's what they got.
Ah... Ain't no hollaback girl. Ain't no hollaback girl.
This magazine is amazing.
Yeah, well, actually, at the time of this, we're recording 2.5 hours after we had initially said that we were going to record this podcast because Steve decided to have a really celebratory America Day.
I was celebrating.
You're celebrating the birth of our nation from those evil commie UKers?
I wasn't really celebrating the birth of our nation.
No?
No. I was celebrating the release, finally, of The Hobbit deck building game and Return of the King.
Oh.
Those are both probably coming this month. Well, The Hobbit's this month for sure. Return of the King should be
Is it
this
a deck?
Month.
The Return of the King?
They're both deck builders.
Oh, okay, they're both deck builders. Okay. So, you didn't go out, you didn't eat shitty carnival food and watch the fireworks.
No.
That's what I did.
We hit up the best deli in the fucking world on Friday.
Did you get America Meats?
I got corned beef, roast beef, and turkey. I don't know, is that...
That's the turkey. It's a fucking American right there.
Okay, very good.
I stayed at home most of the day, watched 1776, the musical. The only musical about the birth of our nation. And Jaws. I watched Jaws because both are pretty amazing. Then I went and spent an infinite dollars for my wife and daughter to ride carnival rides all week and all day and night.
Wow. Did you get a funnel cake?
No. I got potato pancakes, though. That was pretty good.
Some latkes?
Some latkes and some lemonade. So, yeah, that was... Yeah, I spent infinite dollars on that.
Yeah, I know. Carnivals are ridiculously expensive.
But you know what? The kid loves it, so what are you going to do?
Is your shirt Ramu?
Oh, Ramius from Hunt for October.
Ah, okay. Very good.
See, when we actually start, videotaping this podcast, then people get really excited about it.
We're videotaping this podcast?
At some point. It's room for my expansion of the podcast.
Man, I got to make sure I get a really big dildo so I could just
put it on the table.
No. See, this is the key to inserting a big dildo into the shot, not into your butt. You as you're talking, you cannot... It's best if both parties can remain, stone-faced. So we just keep talking, and then I slowly slide the dildo in frame from outside the view of the camera.
I've been doing this podcast with you long enough to not be shocked if you pulled a dildo out.
Right. The whole. It's not about shocking. It's just we need to make sure that there's acknowledged.
No acknowledgement of the dildo.
It just slides into the frame, and then I just rest it straight up.
I'm looking for ways to get the podcast out there so more people listen to it. I mean, we've been gradually expanding.
YouTube's a good call too.
I put the stuff on YouTube, but maybe if we video it, then put it there. I think I'm gonna start a Reddit subreddit for it.
Oh snap!
But the problem is that all those subreddits for like podcasts and stuff like that, it's all about... It's not actually about the content of whatever you're watching. It's about people oh my god, I really like this character. I like so it'll all be like Steve worship,
they'll have flags.
Yeah, well, it'll be like little pictures of like drawing of Steve or like memes with like Steve's picture on it. And like though Steve would really appreciate that, it's like that's kind of not what I want to do.
Right, it's just a circle jerk.
Yeah, it's just a big circle jerk.
I mean, I enjoy it because I'm the one being jerked.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, I look to Rooster Teeth, which is not something that I find funny at all, but they have a huge online presence and people really like them. And so what do? So I was looking at their subreddit and it's all just like worship of the people of Rooster Teeth, not actually talking about anything that they do, mainly because the stuff that they do isn't funny. But that's the whole reason.
I don't really know who Rooster Teeth is. I've seen Rooster Teeth stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I just never actually... watched it.
Well, I think in order to get more people to listen to podcasts, we should actually talk about stuff that has to do with gaming. So,
are you sure?
I think so.
I think more people might listen if we talk more about dicks. And then a little bit of games.
A little bit on the games. So anyway, the big release this week was, of course...
The newest issue of Roll and Roll magazine.
The Unplugged. I like how it's called Unplugged Gamers magazine.
I fucking love this magazine. Unplugged Gamers. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Angel. I will make sure to wear this Ichiban headband while bodying Pat B in fighting games.
So I believe
what you were trying to lead me on was Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, as I said, there's only... Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit, son.
What?
I think I unplugged my own headphone.
Oh, no.
What the hell am I doing here? No. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
So, as we know, the new Dungeons & Dragons...
Wait, are we still recording? Did you bump into it?
No, I'm good. We're good.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Wow, that was some riveting podcasting
There was excitement. Only, excitement and action.
As I said,
adventure.
There's only one D&D box set that came out this week. It's the big deal. And I brought it here for Steve to take a look at.
Oh, shit. It's Dark Sun. Finally,
Steve,
face the fire of the dark sun.
Steve will be getting world. Steve will be getting me the Dungeons & Dragons Ravaged box set. So I was sorcery. I have not picked it up yet, but I went over it. But I wanted to bring this because I actually did find this in store.
Ravaged by sorcery.
Are you ready to face the fire of the dark sun?
Did you find this at Games Plus?
No, actually, I found it in a used bookstore. I paid.
Was it, the usual?
Not this was
not half price books.
Yeah, this was in a little tiny place, but I got it for $15.
All right.
Sweet. Yes, I was very excited about the find. I was like, ooh, Diana, look what I found. And my wife was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, man. But, Player Aid cards.
Yeah.
Dungeon Master's book.
Yeah, it's all there. Spirals. The whole shebang. But yeah, nice. But yeah, the D&D 5th edition box set came out.
Usually when you find these, they're never complete.
I think this one's complete. So I think
I looked through. Seems like it. Yeah. It seems like everything's there. That's good.
That is good.
Oh, man, there's a 3-Kreen, the Mantis Man.
Anyway, I own 2 Dark Sun boxes. I own this one, and I own the revised set, too.
Right.
But anyway, the 5th edition box set came out. It's gorgeous. It's $20. Go buy it. You have no excuse not to buy it. Even if you're like, I don't like role-playing games, go out and fucking buy it anyway.
Just buy it.
Even if you're like, your whole thing is you just play, like, poker, and you're in this for the Michigan Poker Hour, go fucking buy the box set.
So the river was coming, and then the flop. Oh my god, what a flop.
Does that flop had a Thaco on it? What's the Thaco score on the flop? But yeah, it's gorgeous.
Dungeons and poker.
So I went through it, and without going too much into, like, Steve would be better at going into the crunchy stuff of the differences between the editions, because I was never really, I never really ran campaigns for it, so I don't know too much on the Dungeon Master side. I only know in terms of the player side, and just looking at it, I can tell you, I would call this edition more 2.8 than 5th edition, because it's a second edition, but it leans very, very heavily towards third.
It's just mushed together.
Yeah.
It's all mushed together.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's more towards the third, but it's got a lot of that first and second edition AD&D feel to it.
The biggest thing that they did with the game is they put archetypes in the game. And
Archetypes.
It's more fun if you say archetypes.
Okay. Archetypes.
Thank you.
It is a little more fun.
Told you.
What about archetypes?
That's not bad.
Archetypes?
Archetypes isn't bad.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll call it that. Archetypes.
Archetypes. I'm going to stick with archetypes, but I think you saying archetypes is good.
Okay, I'll say archetypes.
All right, nice.
I'm glad we got that settled.
Or archetypes. That's a thing.
Archetypes.
Oh, that for sure. All right. All right. Needed to silence my phone so I don't get any more text messages.
Sorry, I'm waiting to hear from the dealership about my damn iPads.
So the...
He's going to be like, man, I don't know where it's at. I don't use the iPads.
Like, for example, the fighter. There are two fighters in the starter book or box. And
is there Fighting Man? Like the old school?
Fighting Man.
Fighting Man.
Fighting Man. It's like, I'm a fighting man.
By the way, not to derail it too much, but we were, I love going on websites, like, and they have like stuff like the 10 worst, categories of for D&D, 10 worst classes for D&D.
Oh, those are never written by people who play D&D.
Oh, it's not, because like always one was like Fighting Man is like, this sounds like a drunk who's a bar brawler. This is terrible. No, that's an awesome class. You're a horrible human being for writing this article.
The original fighter. The original fighter was Fighting Man.
It was just Fighting Man.
Fight your own new world.
Yeah. Just like, come on.
Come on. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's just like, this is bad. Like, one of them was like, clown. I'm like, I would love to play a clown as a class. I would die instantaneously. Steve would just be like, you are dead.
No, I'd at least make an effort. I'd roll a dice. Yeah.
And you're dead.
And Joe, you take 27 points of constitution damage. I'm sorry. You've crumbled to dust.
Too bad.
No resurrection. Give me that sheet.
Hey, yesterday wasn't about the Constitution. It was about the Declaration of Independence from England. Not the Constitution.
That's so lame.
What? I'm just saying.
You can't take independence damage. That's not a stat.
Independence Day.
17
years ago.
I don't know why everyone's super excited by Will Smith movies, but they are. They're lighting off fireworks. They're shouting Big Willy style out the window.
It's because it's been 17 years. It was 17 years to the day that Randy Quaid gave his life for America.
That's true.
Yeah,
I think it was for the world at that point.
For the world,
because
yeah.
he, according to the president, he
hey,
said it's...
remember me!
According to the president, he said the world will celebrate its Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I also watched The Patriot yesterday too.
Welcome to Earth.
the great movie where Australia saves America from England, with Mel Gibson, fucking kills Draco Malfoy's dad.
Yeah, didn't they make that guy like in the movie? Like, didn't they basically make him Hitler?
Oh, he was so great. Like, he's one of the greatest villains.
But isn't he like not? That's wasn't he
Tarlington.
Not like that
we
at all?
Talked about Tarlington on the fucking podcast.
I know
he was kind of a dick in real life, but I mean he wasn't that bad. Yeah. It's not like he burned people in church alive. Right. Bad. No, but Mel Gibson was like, right, we're gonna save America, and then we're gonna go surfing on the beaches.
No, I guess if I remember correctly, there were like the family of that guy sued that movie and won.
Who fucking cares? All I know is Australia saved America from Draco Malfoy's dad. In the end,
I mean, anyway. He should have just cast some more spells. That would have been fine.
Expelliarmus.
So fighters.
Yeah, fighting man.
There's two fighters. So okay, so for example, you make a fighter. Yeah. You can make you pick like a proficiency basically. So one of the fighters is built along one path, the other is built along the other. So one of the fighters has chainmail, has a great weapon, and
standard bruiser
axe,
type fighter.
Right.
Yeah.
And his
ooh, do you get to roll a d12 for the barbarian war axe?
It's not a barbarian war axe. It's just an axe. And then in his little thing, it's got like a defender. And in his defender choice that he made at character creation, you get a extra bonus to AC if you have a shield.
That's armor class for those who are unaware.
So his armor class is
I want to be shield dude.
Well, his 18. Well, his AC becomes 18 because he starts.
Do you
with chain
remember
mail.
The old Conan cartoon?
Yeah,
Conan the Adventurer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Conan
with the Phoenix,
the Adventurer.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
Yeah, and
fucking,
the Phoenix and the shield. Yeah. That'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Except the
and yeah, the inexplicable
always ate pomegranates.
Yeah, that inexplicable fucking sidekick too. The like
he had a bunch of inexplicable sidekicks.
The not human one. I don't remember.
Well, the Phoenix was in the shield, and it always ate the pomegranates. Then there was like a Viking dude who had an axe.
I don't remember.
And then there was the dude that had like the wolves. Like, there was a chick who had the throwing stars, and there was, like, I think a black dude who had, like, a whip.
Yeah. I remember
I think,
it.
If I'm not mistaken.
I saw it. It's a thing.
I don't think he had, like a
there was something weird.
Unhuman. Inhuman. Inhuman means unhuman. What the country? But anyway.
Inhumanoids?
Inhumanoids.
Or Jason the Wheeled Warriors. I'm going to look for this Conan cartoon.
God, how did the Jason the Wheeled Warriors soundtrack? I can't remember. I think it's Jace.
Earth's most powerful soldiers. Their last chance against
oh my God.
The spiral zone.
You put that up. That's like of all the bad 80s. That's like the worst.
Fallen on the victims of the zone.
I think it was Jace and the Wheeled Warriors.
That sounds about right.
It was something like that.
But that also sounds very similar to Mask, so you might be thinking of Mask. Because Mask is, it goes, Secret Rangers, working overtime, fighting crime.
Mask.
Fucking Mask.
When versus fucking Max something in Venom. I can't remember the guy's name. It's Max something. Max Mayhem and Venom.
Max Mayhem.
Yes.
And then there was always Cops. The Cops didn't have a theme song, though.
It
just was
no,
like,
it did.
No, wait. That's
no,
Gundam.
No. No, Cops was dun, da, 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 dun, da, da, dun. No, fuck. God no. Damn it. You got my all
fighting
cookies.
Crime in a future time.
Ba, 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 ba.
That was Star Wars. That was Star Wars.
That's how it went.
I don't know about that.
I'm almost positive. Anyway, let's go back to D&D because
Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
We've gone down the cartoon like rabbit hole before, and this is not good for the podcast.
I think people like it.
We just sit around singing theme songs,
and of course, Ulysses travels through the galaxies.
I don't know that one.
Ulysses.
Is that like Visionaries?
Visionaries, their Visionary song is very, very short. It's just Visionaries, the warriors harness the power of light. That's it. No, Ulysses 31. You ever seen Ulysses 31? Damn, we blew it all up on the podcast. Page, Facebook thing earlier. Yeah. Now, what were we talking about? Dungeons and Dragons cartoon?
Fighting Man. With the
Uni?
Shield. We went down the rabbit hole because I was thinking about the shield. With the Uni? With the Uni. The shield that had the Phoenix in it.
Right,
anyway,
right.
So the dude can carry a shield. So you have a fighter and then you have a defender.
Right, you have the defender. And then the other fighter character selected archery.
Yeah.
So he's wearing leather. He's got a great sword and a longbow.
Yeah.
So he's just two-handed weapons. His AC is 14 instead of the 17 that the other fighter has, and he doesn't get that defense bonus if he uses a shield. He gets a +2 on his attack rolls with ranged weapons. So like it's they're flat bonuses. So they have it's basically each class can break down into three ways essentially. So if you pick like a wizard, you pick three schools.
Red wizard?
Yeah, red wizard, blue wizard, black wizard, whatever.
Does he need food badly?
He could. I mean, he won't start needing food badly. You'll have to play for a while before he needs food badly.
Oh, gauntlet. Always good to make a gauntlet joke.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like the worst?
There's a new gauntlet coming up, by the way.
That'd be the worst RPG of all time, the gauntlet RPG. Oh, it's just you run around dungeons, and Steve is like, that's Castlevania, I know, but I couldn't think of what the gauntlet's like.
Gauntlet is.
Yes!
Other than that, it has no music. Yeah, it's just wah, wah, wah.
Well, that's every time you take a hit, it's wah, 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 wah.
Red wizard destroyed food.
Red wizard needs food badly.
You could kill the food with with your axes or whatever. What have you?
I was always a big fan of the Valkyrie in that game because she had the speed, but she also had the strength. She was fairly balanced.
Yeah, the archer was really fast, but didn't do much damage.
Yeah, and the wizard was pretty decent too, but you know,
I never the wizard was.
He was on the low end. He was fast, but his spells weren't that powerful. Anyway, to continue, I got fucking gauntlet on the brain.
Yep, it's good stuff.
Everyone really likes the D&D so far, I've talked to about
it. It's definitely solid. I recommend it to everyone.
And I think it's really funny, too, because it was like three or four podcasts ago that you were just like, there's no way.
It was longer than that. Yeah.
I was like, Pathfinder could not be over. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, if there is any chance.
Yeah.
It's all on this.
And that's the thing, too, is like Wizards is doing like a fucking great job of promoting this, of like treating everyone nicely.
Mm.
You know, they're not stepping on any toes, I don't think.
And they released the basic D&D online for free. Like,
yeah, they put all the rules up for free, like giving everybody a taste of it.
They're definitely trying to get the neckbeards back.
The LGSs, they're treating their fucking local game stores nicely. Getting their books in advance.
Because the actual release date is the 15th.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of like, oh, this is nice, you know? This is it's quality stuff. It doesn't look too like 2000, like it doesn't look like D&D 4th at all. It looks like they're going back to second edition with a lot of the way stuff looks, a lot of the artwork.
Yeah, it's a great box set.
Yeah.
I wish they would have made it red though.
Yeah, you know what though?
The rims.
You can only go so far with the fan service.
Not the front, not the old, because they already did. They remade the red box, but it was for 4th edition, so people bought it like as like a I'm putting this on my shelf kind of thing,
yeah.
Not to play. I would just like if they did red around the edges of the box.
Well, I mean, I don't mind getting the hand job from Wizards about this. Like, hey, you're a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, right? I'm doing the hand job motion right now as I'm doing this. But you know what? I don't need them to stick the finger in my asshole, too, at the same time.
I mean,
it's nice, but you might want it, but you don't need it. You know, It's not mandatory.
My favorite thing to do, the jerky motion now, this is a new thing. This is a new thing.
Steve is standing up.
All right.
And he's pretending to jerk off.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, that's it? It's the same thing.
No. You have to do it violently.
Okay.
And you just stare.
Oh, okay.
It's not like, you know.
That's how I masturbate normally, see how this is different.
I mean, like, you know how when you do the jerky-jerky motion, like.
The jerky-jerky motion?
Like, casually, like, you're like, huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And you do, the jerk-off, like, couple things with your hand while you're standing.
That light jerk-off motion, which I can't stand, because if I got a hand job like that, I'd be completely pissed. I'd be like, what is this? This is dead fish hand job.
So the light jerk-off motion that everyone does.
That's going to be the title of this podcast, by the way. Dead fish hand job.
Dead fish hand job. Seems good. The eye contact is really important, and the fact that your hand is basically on your dick and just fucking like.
That's the way. You know, I was doing that earlier this week because I got Battlefronts 2 on the Steam sale, so I've been violently
masturbating. Ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be.
What the fuck did you just say?
Are you ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be. It's from that's the classic Steam sale song.
Yeah. I was very excited about the Steam sale this year, so because I guess this is the first year I could actually play stuff on a computer.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So I got Battlefronts. I got Skyrim too. I haven't played it yet.
Scrim.
It's just like every time I'm like thinking about starting it, I'm just kind of like, yeah, hold on. And we're back. Sorry about that, guys. That was a call about my iPass for my car. God damn it.
Cops. Yeah. Central organization of fully specialists. Fighting crime in a future time. Protecting empires.
See that? I was always Steve's watching the actual video right now. I could see the reflection in his glasses. I was a big fan. I love Bulletproof, Long Arm, the guy that hit shot out the fucking handcuff.
Dude, what about the dude who had the shotgun in his chest, the criminal?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a shotgun, it was two fucking Gatling guns.
That's right.
Or Tommy guns.
That's right.
But he never used them. That was the thing that always pissed me off, was that he had that ability, but he always used the Tommy gun from this fucking violin case. I don't know. The show only lasted like 12 episodes.
Dude, the toys were fucking awesome.
They were, and they were super expensive because they had the caps that went into them, and they could fire off fucking caps. God bless the fucking 90s. All right, turn that shit off. Yes!
It's crime fighting time.
That show was fantastic.
Yeah, I remember there was Law and Order was like the dude whose dog died and it was put into a robot dog body with like a siren on its fucking back.
Yeah, and then there was the blonde guy who was like the cut up of the squad.
Oh yeah.
He's always eating sandwiches.
He's always eating sandwiches.
goddamn, I fucking love that. Like the early 90s cartoons and 80s.
There was always
a
character that ate sandwiches. It was like really into eating. Like I remember Pro Stars and Wayne Gretzky was always eating sandwiches for some odd reason. It's the great one. Wayne Gretzky, he doesn't sit there and eat sandwiches. He trains really hard for hockey, but he's going to eat sandwiches.
In the 2000s, there was a cartoon called Megas XLR, which I think if it was released a couple years later, would still be on the air.
Yeah.
But the main character is this fat dude named Coop. And in the intro, he's like driving his fucking mecha robot and he's eating a sandwich. Like, it fucking, he like tears into the sandwich and takes a huge bite out of it. And it just says Coop. That's his name.
Like, yes. That's how you speak to Steve as a consumer. It's like you have a character eating a sandwich because Steve is like, I eat sandwiches.
Yeah, I eat sandwiches. And when I'm piloting my giant robot.
Yeah. So do we have anything else to talk about with D&D?
I don't know. We were talking about D&D, but it seems like cartoons were more exciting. Yeah. This is like, we could go over the starter set. It's like $20. Pick it up.
You get dice. You get the main rule book. It takes you through like early characters.
You get five pre-gen characters.
Five pre-gen characters. And I think you could take
an extra sheet.
You could take them up to like what? Like level five.
Yeah, it's a great starter product. It's good. You should have it if you're going into 5th edition. You should get everything.
Yeah, and
it's
$20. I think
it'll whet your appetite.
That's the only thing that I think is, I don't think it's hurting D&D right now, but I think it's throwing people for a loop is the fact of the release schedule of the books of 5th edition. Because you got the starter set coming out, then you got Player's Handbook, then I think you got the campaign book. Oh, the module.
The Player's Handbook and module come out in the same day.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Player's Handbook module, same day. Okay. Then you got the Monster Manual. Then you got the DM's Guide.
Then you got the DM's Guide. Which is weird. Like, people are like, kind of like, well, how do I...
You can play the game with just the Player's Handbook.
And I think
that's
the thing is, like, what they're trying to do is they're trying to slowly introduce you into the game. Like, because what I'm actually interested in, I got to find people who want to play, but I really want to do the module, is what I really want to do.
It's six weeks, by the way. Everything is 6 weeks apart.
6 weeks. Okay. That's
so
weird, too.
All 5th edition stuff is going to be coming 6 weeks apart. This is the best thing they could have done. Because, one, they don't have a giant triple book release for people to go like, I only spent $150. They've got plenty of time to buy the starter set, absorb the starter set, dick around with the starter set before the Player's Handbook comes out. You know, if you play it with three people and they all really like it, they'll probably want the Player's Handbooks. And then there's always going to be a D&D 5th release every 6 weeks. Yeah. So they have an even release schedule that always has product coming because that's another reason why Pathfinder just smashed their dongers.
Yeah.
Because 4th edition was slowing down, so they stopped merely making books.
Yeah.
And Pathfinder's like, here's more books.
Yeah,
I
think Pathfinder will always maintain kind of where it's at right now. I think D&D right now has got the... It's popular. People, it's like if people have something like, oh, D&D, D&D's son. But that's why it's going to be initially more. And I think that I don't know necessarily that it'll overtake Pathfinder, but I think it's just going to be its own thing right now. A lot of people are really excited about it. So, I am for one of those people. I'm like, I can't wait to play some Dungeons & Dragons soon. I turn Japanese when I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons.
It's the headband. It's the headband. It's leaking into your head. Yeah. I was just thinking about this magazine. You know, there hasn't been a RPG magazine in the States for... Ow. I don't know.
Well, yeah, Dragon got canceled.
But Dragon wasn't an all RPG book. Dragon was just for D&D.
Yeah.
So was Dungeon. Those two were like only for D&D.
Yeah.
They weren't for anything else. But like the last English
I always liked Inquest. Remember Inquest?
Yeah.
It was the one who done by
Wizard Comics. Wizards, guys.
Yeah.
The ones who did Wizard Comics, the pricing guide, which don't exist. That company doesn't exist anymore, as far as I know.
But I always liked that magazine because it was always like, I mean, it was very magic heavy, but I always liked
really
it.
Really magic heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is like, apparently this magazine is like the old White Dwarf. Because that's what old white, because I have some old issues of White Dwarf. And that's what they are.
Dwarf was just filled with squiggly lines that don't make any sense.
Well, there was that, and that it was all like RPG stuff. They had shit for like a bunch of different RPGs. In it, like that's what it covered.
Car Wars.
Yeah, a couple mini things, a couple board game things.
Some chainmail. Some Car Wars.
I'm sure chainmail's in there. So I don't know. It's just weird that like this, because this is a fucking new magazine. Like this is new. fuck. Wish I could read Japanese. I could just be like, no idiot. It says fucking Ichiban Tachikaze, which means role-playing power.
You and a bunch of weeaboos all want to read Japanese. So anyway.
It'd be super useful for video games, too.
Oh. So anyway, we got going on from Dungeons & Dragons. Next thing I want to talk about is, as I said,
I will go ham. I'll go deep on the player's handbook.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I think that what we should do, and maybe like we'll go back to doing like their special D&D stuff. We could spend like a little bonus podcast going deep into fucking the individualized books when they come out.
The items.
But anyway, so another big story that kind of not broke, but it just happened. Kickstarter Zombicide Season 3 released for no reason whatsoever. Should this be on fucking Kickstarter at this point?
I mean, I'm sure anyone who's interested already fucking found out because the thing got funded in like a minute.
It did, and it was just like, this is like the stuff that kind of pisses me off about Kickstarter. Now, cool mini or not, if it's a cool mini or not game, like Zombicide, you're going to get it, and it's going to be fucking fantastic for you. Cool mini or not does not need to do this on Kickstarter. And it's not like it's taking away from anything right now, but it just seems so unnecessary.
It takes away from middlemen. It takes away from the game store owners.
Yeah.
And it takes away from me.
Yeah, from you. It just seems so unnecessary at this point to do it this way. I don't know too much about like what you're saying in terms of take it, because I'm not, you know, I'm the end consumer.
Yeah, as the end consumer, a lot of the Kickstarters are super slanted in your favor. So all the money goes to you. As the manufacturer of said product. So normally, like, here's how the gaming industry works. I'm selling the Dark Sun box set. I'm the manufacturer. I'm TSR. I'm selling this to you as a distributor at like $5.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell it to you at the game store direct, if you buy direct from me, for like, I don't know, $8.
Okay.
So you can buy it direct from manufacturer as the store owner for $8. You can buy it from a distributor who bought it from the manufacturer for $5, maybe for like $7 or $8, because you can get it all in one place. Probably $9. You'll pay a little more to the distributor. So you're paying $9 to $8 on this product, this Dark Sun box set.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sell it for $20, the MSRP. So your profit on it is $11, give or take. So let's say you make $10 when you sell this box. TSR makes $5 or $6 when they sell this box. So that's it. That's what they make. Let's say TSR sees Kickstarter and they're like, well, holy shit, we can just make people pledge for the Dark Sun box set at $18 and we'll just send it directly to the consumer.
Yeah.
So we'll make way more money. So now they're making $13 more than they would if they went through the normal channels.
Yeah. And like, I get it, but it's, once again, the thing that pisses me off about it is the fact that they're doing it through Kickstarter. It's not like they're doing it through their own web store or they're doing it through their own website. They're doing it through Kickstarter. And they're pretending like it's this big deal that they can get $1 million in like a day through Kickstarter. This is the third time you've done this with
I think the biggest reason why they have it on Kickstarter, like I think these habitual offenders, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times their games are on Kickstarter in case something goes wrong, they're not liable.
That's true, too.
Because it's like, oh, shit, well, the fucking Kickstarter. The tanker from China sunk, and all of the games are in the bottom of the ocean. No one's getting their games, and no one's getting their money back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a different thing, you know?
Yeah. I get it. Like, I know there's lots of reasons why they're doing it through Kickstarter.
I would just like to see them do... The thing that pisses me off about it, it's not that Cool Mini are not doing Kickstarters. That's fine.
Yeah.
What annoys me is they're putting proven products back on Kickstarter again and again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, some James Brand has a huge boner for hating Mantic, and he talks about them being on... I think it was him talking about how they were on...
We can blame him anyway.
Sure. They do lots of Kickstarters. It might have been Gallant.
No, whatever.
I don't know. But anyway, talking about Mantic doing Kickstarters and saying, oh, that's fucking bullshit. Mantic's doing Kickstarters. And it's like, well, on the one hand, sort of. But on the other hand, all of Mantic's Kickstarters have been for different games. Every one of them has been for a different
Dreadball
game.
Not Dreadball Season
2. Did they do they did a second one for Dreadball.
Yeah, they did.
All right.
So I'm gonna call bullshit
on
that.
So minus Dreadball Season 2.
Well, I mean, and I get something like Loka. Or,
yeah.
Like, even with Cool Mini when they did Xenoshift. Like, these are not necessarily proven to work.
Exactly. So
the Zombicide one is bullshit because everyone knows that Zombicide is an incredibly popular game, and that, you know, the first one, it made $1 million, 700 and whatever million dollars.
It'd be like if Boss Monster put a new expansion on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Like, that would be bullshit. They might do it for all I know, but that would be bullshit if they did, because that game is super popular.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you've already done this. Kickstarter should be for you are kickstarting your company, or you are kickstarting a game.
Yeah, new product. New
if game. The game is already going, you don't need to kickstart it more.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, or what they should do is like, oh, you know, Zombicide Season 2, we did through the Kickstarter. It did really well. So we know Season 3 is going to sell. Let's do it through the game stores and, like, let's be more friendlier with the game stores and maybe they'll carry more of our stuff because, you know, we're doing it this way. You know.
Yeah, and I don't know what the rules are for Kickstarter, but I wonder if you could do... like, as a manufacturer, you could just cut out distributors by doing a retail-only Kickstarter. I don't know if that's a thing you could do.
I don't know. I know that a lot of certain Kickstarters do retailer packages.
Yeah, but I think, like, the Kickstarter overall, I think it has to be open to the public.
Yeah, something like that.
So, like, you couldn't have one where it's only retailers.
Yeah, and how would you prove that you're a retailer and so on and so forth?
I guess the standard way. Yeah. Business license tax, any picture of your store.
Yeah, but, I mean, how would you do that through Kickstarter? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Yeah. Wow, that got really technical and dumb right there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like I saw that Zombicide Season 3, and they're all proud, like, well, we made $1 million. Well, of course you fucking made $1 million, you jackasses. This thing's been on Kickstarter before. And before the last one made $1 million.
This is thrice.
Yeah, this is the third one that's made $1 million. So it's like we shouldn't be fucking surprised at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't back it because Zombicide's terrible. But
I mean, it's like it's the same thing as like fucking Reading Rainbow. Of course, Reading Rainbow is going to make $6 million.
It should because it's fucking Reading Rainbow. It's goddamn LeVar Burton.
It's goddamn. Do you know who fucking LeVar Burton is?
Dude, the best. Did you watch the video at the very end where Brent Spiner shows up? He's like, I'm Brent Spiner. And the lady's just like, take a number and sit on the couch. He's like, oh. Because everyone's all like, oh. When LeVar walks in, they're like, oh. And like, they can't say anything.
I know. And like, good stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I don't think LeVar Burton needed to do... I think the only thing that Kickstarter was good for was the press and publicity that it got. I think he could have gotten...
How dare you say a single ill word about Mr. LeVar
Burton. I'm saying Reading Rainbow is all... That could have gotten support from a lot of different places. Like, he could probably even went to PBS and got to get renewed again. But, I mean, it's the publicity was the key thing for that Kickstarter. Did it need necessarily be on Kickstarter? No, it was all a publicity thing for that. I mean, I'm one of those guys who doesn't have the nostalgia goggles on when it comes to a lot of the stuff that I had as my child. I'm not like, Reading Rainbow is such an important part of my childhood. No, I watched it when I was a kid. I enjoyed it.
Dude, I watched the shit out of Reading Rainbow.
I'm a fucking adult right now.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't back it. I mean, I think people should.
And it's like,
did you see the Funny or Die one?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Oh, God damn it. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, like, what did I back? I backed Drinking Quest because I'm like, this will be good. This is good thing for Drinking Quest.
I have Drinking Quest too.
Yes,
it's good.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, it's
Drinking
the Yeti
Quester.
One. It should be Drinking Questier. I'll hit him up on Twitter and tell him he's an idiot for not naming Drinking Questier.
Drinking
Flat Twice.
Drinking Quest 2, the new batch.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. I can't do anything, 'cause I read a book. Now I can literally do anything. I've become a god now. That's the funny or die thing. And he's like, he's making planets and shit. And he's like, no man should have this much power. And he's flying around burning books. he closes the book and he's like, the end. The end.
Yeah. Oh my god. Another
it's like the fucking Captain Planet with shit, I can't remember his name from the Hotel Rwanda.
I know which one you're talking about. He turns everyone into trees.
Don Cheadle.
So I, in terms of the fucking Zombicide Season 3, if you're really into Zombicide, of course you're going to buy it. So, yeah.
The game's poop. It's a game for poopers.
If you're really into Zombicide, I just don't – people really get into, Zombicide. I mean, I still go to conventions, and I see people playing Zombicide. It's weird.
People really like it. I don't know.
You know, it's actually a cool game. I wish I had it here because I could show it to you. You're probably not aware of it. It's a Kickstarter. Wolsung, Wolsung.
Oh, I saw the steampunk
Kickstarter. I think it's through, is it through Max Mini?
I saw that stuff online. Yeah. I saw that on the Tabletop Gaming News.
It's a Polish company. They do conversion bits for 40K, of course. So it's like, if you want to get your orc head with the German Kaiser helmet, more power to you.
you can also get that from Cyborg or High Tech or any of the other fucking companies that make the Kaiser orc helmets.
Yeah. So but it's a larger scale. I think it's might even be 54, but I think it's
boner scale.
It's a big 32, if anything. It might be a 54, but it's like a steampunk kind of like weird miniatures, kind of like Malfo. But
you're not selling this to me.
But
I've seen it. I saw it.
They're really beautiful looking figures. There's halflings in it. So Steve, of course, is very upset about that.
Gnomes are halflings are not on the highest tier. Gnomes are the.
By the way, we're only 24 hours away from the end of the halfling gnome, the dreadball football team figure.
If they were gnomes, I'm pretty sure.
No, I think it was a halfling, sir.
All right, well, that's not as bad as if they were gnomes. Gnomes are the fucking worst.
Gnomes are the fucking worst. Like David the Gnome?
Well, David the Gnome died.
Schlitz fights? No, he didn't.
Yeah, he dies in the end.
No, he doesn't. He's alive and well in the hearts and minds of all children.
No. Swift dies, David dies, and David's wife dies.
What? No.
You've never seen the ending of David the Gnome.
I'm choosing not to believe it. He's alive and well in the hearts and minds of all children.
If you say so.
Schlitz fights.
Swift, no.
By the way, speaking of gnomes, I was very surprised about looking at the metrics for the podcast of where all the fans are. So the number one country, of course, that everyone listens to, that people listen to the podcast, is the US of A, because it's A number one in all things.
Michigan Poker Hour.
Number two is the UK. Three is Canada.
I think the UK guys really like our accents.
I think that's what it is too. Blimey, I can't understand a thing he's saying. Three is Canada. Four, Sweden. And then the Australias.
Sweden's fucking metal.
Sweden really into our... And I'm not talking like the numbers are pretty close. Like, they're almost overtaking Canada. So Sweden, I want you to overtake Canada when it comes to listening to our podcast.
Sweden versus
Swedes
Canada.
Unite.
Why Canada? That's pretty random.
No fucking way.
Okay.
Well, Canada's the third. So it goes US, UK, Canada, Sweden.
Well, I mean, like, why don't you just declare that Sweden should take, the number one spot?
Well, I mean, they could, but I mean, that's a big jump.
You specifically want
that's,
to make sure they take out Canada.
Canada, yeah. Because okay. I also find it weird that the UK beats Canada when it comes to it, but I think
I find it weird that people from other countries listen to
this podcast. Yeah, exactly. I think it's just because of our skewed American content.
We're always talking about how sweet everything American is.
I think it's
because
all UK podcasts are all about
dude, this is America, where you want to go to the grocery store with your fucking assault rifle, and you can.
Holy fuck. I was just like...
How are people not getting shot at this point?
Well, I mean, when I was at the carnival yesterday, they had the line, of course, where you had to search your bags to get in. And, I know it's all about alcohol. They don't want you to get lit and bring in, bottles of vodka into a fucking carnival where there's kids.
Right.
Like, that's what it's all about. And plus, when you... You know, yeah, they want to sell alcohol, and when you spend $10 on a mixed drink, you're gonna drink a lot slower than if you're drinking out of your fucking. You know, I brought a flask in, dude. How awesome is that? I brought a flask in. That dude, that guy, flask guy.
Yeah, carry on.
But yeah, it's just like I guarantee you, they have to have a big sign that says no firearms, because you know that especially out where we live, out in the DuPage County. that they're gonna there's gonna be some asshole who brings a fucking gun into a carnival, like, just in case someone starts shooting, I want to be prepared. Who's gonna fucking start shooting at a carnival? Come on, guys. Like, this is the...
I mean, I'm just gonna say, the number of mass shootings that have been stopped by an armed civilian is zero.
Zero, yeah. But anyway, but that's because, you know, we haven't had concealed carry in Illinois.
Well, it's also because, you know, they stopped them before they started the shooting because they're so advanced with their firearms and technology, and they jumped out of their Apache helicopters with their M60s, and they were going to Walmart and gunning them down.
Well, I saw that on fucking on the Daily Show. There was fucking they're like this the group the newest protest the newest protest thing for guns in America. Here you go. This one's special just for all of our foreign listeners.
We'll get political for the next 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Just this thing, the newest trend in American politics for the gun
owners,
the gun owners, is to carry assault weapons openly together in a group at places of business,
restaurants,
such as
stores,
yes, restaurants, grocery stores, and if you ask them to leave, they throw a shit fit because they are Americans and they are in their rights to have their guns.
Yes.
And the thing about me is I'm sincerely hoping that someone doesn't understand what's going on, sees a bunch of armed people, has their own weapon, and as a responsible gun owner, guns those people down. Because they're like, oh shit, there's like six people with assault rifles coming to the grocery store. They're probably going to shoot people and just shoot them.
Well, since I have 30 seconds left, let me just tell you in terms of political, I will be forming a corporate, the Game Classic Corporation, and forcing you to follow my religious beliefs. So, Sharia law
strong,
for Steve.
You strongly held religious beliefs.
Yes. Steve, you'll be now forced to obey Sharia law.
I don't even know what that is.
You will have to wear a burqa on this podcast from now on. No pig products. From now on for you.
I don't really do that anyway.
You don't so do you don't,
not, okay. Not much of a change.
Good. Good.
I'm already good ahead man. Of the game. Yeah. So listen, I'm not particularly, I don't like to take political stances. Not very anti-gun over here. However, you do not need a motherfucking assault rifle at the goddamn grocery store.
At the Denny's.
Yeah, you don't need a fucking assault rifle at the Denny's.
You just need your moon over my hammy.
Yeah, moon's over hammy. You know what? If Denny's, if the prophecy comes true and Denny's finally crosses the threshold into the nth dimension,
yeah,
and everything inside of Denny's except for organic beings becomes
moon over
Miami.
Yeah,
we could solve all the world's problems because it'd just be like, oh, you don't like guns, just go to a Denny's, your guns will turn into moons over Miami.
Oh, that'd be delicious if all the guns turned into moons over Miami.
Everything turns moons over Miami. Your clothes do too, so it's a little awkward because you got to be naked when you're eating at Denny's. Yeah. But it's still, no one's going to care because there's so much moons over Miami.
I am a very political person, but I try to always hold my political beliefs to myself because I have, you know, I'm in the miniature wargaming hobby. And so, like, my type of beliefs are not, they do not mix well with about a good 75% of the people who play miniature wargames. So I always keep my mouth shut for a lot of it. So, except for the political beliefs, you will be following Sharia law from now on. Just to put that out there. Okay, we were talking about Wolsung. Okay, yeah, the figure's really cool, steampunk. Totally recommend it. It's like $120. You get two warbands, the rule books, dice, everything. The dice just look like recycled War Machine dice. So,
nice.
In terms of that, I would look it up. What else do I have? I forgot my fucking iPad, so I don't have my whole fucking list of things that I wanted to fucking talk about. The main thing is I wanted to talk about Zombicide, because I wanted to get that off my chest. Orcs for 40k, so if you got $1,000 and you want to play a small 400 point game, you could do that.
Boom, baby.
Boom! Take that, Warhammer.
Boom!
What else do we have? Do we have anything else? We have some time. I played Star Frontiers.
Star Realms, the
spaceship game that you told me about.
The deck building one.
Yeah, the deck building one.
Where it's 1v1?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you could play multiple players. I liked it. Thought it was really good. Kind of wish it was I kind of wish I had to play. I played the multiple player one to see how that one worked out. But
you need another set.
But it is also available
and even number of players.
Yeah, but it's available on iOS. That's where I played it. I didn't actually. I haven't played the card game yet.
Right. Yeah,
so I'm assuming the I got it. My local gaming store, Games Plus, actually, they were at a convention up in Milwaukee, a new gaming convention, and they saw that someone had it, and they knew that I wanted it, so they got it for me there. And
nice.
Yeah, I was very excited about it. But Yeah, so thank you, Games Plus, for that. But I haven't actually got to play it against another human being that I've seen.
Do we need to plug Northampton again?
We do. Well, that, I usually do that at the end.
All right.
I got to figure out how many more podcasts that we got with that one, because I think I'm just going to keep going until I forget. But yeah, so the...
we're just sponsored by Northampton forever.
In perpetuity.
Oh, I hope that $3 was well spent.
That's actually the number of people why our UK listenership is so big, because it's just all Northampton listens
it's
to
all
us.
Northampton.
They've sponsored us as a town. And they're really into it.
Nice.
So now I don't have to plug them at the end because we're plugging them right now. Hey, Northampton Wargamers.
I thought they just liked my Dick Van Dyke impression from Mary Poppins.
I'm a chimney sweep, I am, I am.
I thought you were doing Mel Gibson from The Patriot for a second.
Nah. Nope, that's fucking Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
Yeah. I'm 100% British.
I know you probably know that, but I was... One of my favorite things is Dick Van Dyke was saying that he was taught the Cockney accent by an Australian who had no idea how to do a Cockney accent. So that's the reason his accent is so fucking weird in that. Because
Jim Chimney, Jim Chimney, Jim Chim Charoo.
Yeah. The movie sucks, by the way.
I like Mary Poppins.
Awful film. Awful.
Not as good as 1776, mind you. The only musical about the founding of our nation.
That's the second time you've plugged that. I've never seen it.
You should. It's great.
I don't know. What about Les Miserables?
At the end of the day, another day older. And the shirt of your back doesn't keep out the chill. And the righteous. Whenever I think of that musical, I think about like the people's diction at the beginning. Because and the winter is coming, I'm fast, ready to kill. Like they're all like, they super overpronounce everything in that one.
Every time I think of it, I think of the Key and Peele sketch where the guy's trying to sing and everyone else is singing and he's like, I'd like to say what I wanted to say.
Who is this bitch? but then when I was really high on morphine for 2 days after getting the kidney stone thing.
Did you go on the Dungeons and Dragons ride? Get transported to the world of Dungeons and Dragons? Did you see uni?
I did. No, I watched Key and Peele like a marathon of that like
nice.
The next day. But I was kept fading in and out of consciousness because I was chasing the dragon. So I couldn't necessarily. I tried to do so much stuff while on the morphine. It wasn't morphine. It was just like an opiate.
Flintstone's chewable morphine.
It's just chewable morphine. The great Bonnie. Joe, come with me to bedrock. Yabba dabba doo.
Good times.
Flintstone.
So Key and Peele is fantastic.
Yeah, but
that's
anyway,
that's a quality television program.
I'm trying to think of gaming stuff because I always fucking forget shit. And
I mean, I usually keep an eye on what's releasing. Like the biggest thing now is there's the new core set for Magic.
Yeah,
obviously it's a really good looking core set, which is unusual because they haven't had a really good looking one since M10. So like maybe M11. We'll give it that. But a whole bunch of new fucking cards. Seems like it's gonna be a big one.
Well, that's good.
Which is nice, because like, it's nice, because normally people are like, core sets, and nobody really talks about it or gives a shit. This time people are like, oh, shit, have you seen all these cards in this core set?
Have you seen the fucking core set?
Yeah, yeah.
I got trapped. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what else I got in the Steam sale? Speaking of, we could talk about this. I got Baldur's Gate 2.
Nice.
That game sucks.
The HD remaster.
Oh, it's so bad, yeah.
The game's great.
No, it's so bad. It's like,
do you think that game is bad? What
I'm
is
playing
wrong with
it.
You?
I'm just like, oh, this game is so fucking boring. Every time, like, I always think about, like, I'm like, oh, I liked this game when I was a kid. And then playing it, and I'm just like, this game is fucking boring as shit.
What game are you playing?
Baldur's Gate 2.
I don't think think you're doing it right if you think it's boring.
It's boring as shit. Oh, hold on.
Oh.
Anyway, we're back. Sorry about that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Baldur's Gate 2, bullshit game. Shouldn't have spent the $3 I spent on the Steam sale on it.
That's funny. That's funny.
Things.
Could you not get out of the first dungeon? Is that?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to get out of the dungeon. I'm like,
that's what I thought.
I also wanted to talk about Gen Con. Gen Con is just
genitals
like
convention.
The genitals convention where everyone pulls out their genitals. It's just a lot of balls.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. Your genitalia.
It's blowing away like all their normal sales records. So this year it's going to be fucking unbearable to go there because it's just going to be a mass of people.
Which is why I'm glad that I was not planning on going. If I was planning on going, I would cancel my plans.
As I was talking with my wife. She's like, "Are you going to Gen Con this year?" I'm like, "I don't know. I might. I think I'm going to do an overnight. Like, I'll wait. You know, till that week before. I'll go Friday morning. Just like maybe." Stay overnight in a motel somewhere outside the city and then just do the Friday, Saturday.
Right. I mean, the best thing to do there is True Dungeon, but True Dungeon sells out instantaneously. Like, I don't know how. I don't know how anyone manages to reserve time in True Dungeon.
How does anyone
sells out so fast?
How does anyone manage to do anything in at Gen Con?
Because everything sells out.
Yeah. I always like doing speed painting, and I do like the fucking Howard. What's his face from
Howard the Duck?
No, Howard Hill. No,
Howard Hughes.
No, the guy from The Music Man. I'll like sit
capital
there.
Capital G. Yeah. And that rhymes with gruel. And that's not cool.
No, I do the speed painting, so I just stand there like against the wall, and they're like, "We got an open spot. Anybody want to take it?" And I'm just like, "I'll take it." And I go up there and just
I'll take your spot, lady.
I run the speed painting competition and win. Like, oh, I've never done this before. You know, like I fucking like play it like that. Fucking just destroy.
Way to shark the Reaper.
Yeah, I shark the Reaper.
Way to shark
speed
the Reaper speed paints. Get your fucking $5 gift certificate.
No, I never win Reaper. I win every other. I've won Privateer Press. I've won Weird. I've won Impact. I've won all of those. Dark Sword. But I never won Reaper because whenever you get to the finals of the Reaper competition, they always give it to some guy who's like a friend of Reaper. It's just like, fuck you, Reaper.
It's
fuck
just
you.
It's just a it's a unpainted bones model. Yeah. He sets it down and he's like,
I'm done.
He looks at you.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
And then they're like, the prize goes to this guy. And it's like, oh, I lost out on that $6 blister. Fuck.
Or $5 gift certificates. The speed painting competitions are always
no,
shit.
No, Privateer Press gives out like a shit ton.
For speed paint?
Yeah.
Well, that's a
well, I mean, you have to win. I think they give $5 if you win a round. But if you go to the finals and you placing in the finals, you get, I think it's, was it 50 or 30 when I got it? I don't that's remember. It was sweet. Something like, it was like 50 or 30.
All right.
I think it was 50. Second place gets, I think 20, and then the third, I think it's
right,
like.
So Privateer pays out good for the speed.
Privateer
paint.
Pays really good. Impact pays out pretty well, too. Love you, Impact.
Impact's solid. Yeah. We all know Impact's solid.
We know Impact's solid. Except the one time I had to paint like a vampire football player. That was not fun.
Ooh.
But I did I painted a chibi guy last one. So.
Yeah.
Yay, chibis.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I like the little animal chibi guys, too, the new ones.
I don't like those too much.
Eh.
I don't like animal chibis. It's just like a combination of furry and chibi. It's too much. Just too much. Like, I'll do furries. I'll do chibis. But I won't do furry
chibis. Not at the same time?
No, not at the same time. That's too much.
Take a strong stance.
That's like the fucking, we're going to do Cthulhu.
Cthulhu steam diesel punk?
Ponies? Yeah.
Nice.
I'm not going to do all
Tyranids.
That. Tyranids.
Tyranids. You got to add Tyranids on that too.
Yeah. Like, what was that? That fucking, like, you know, this was a cooperative card game that was fucking steampunk
yes,
ponies.
All the things.
Steampunk Cthulhu pony. I actually looked
on. The fedoras would literally explode off of people's heads. Tipping intensifies.
And it's actually funny that you bring that and that I was looking at Kickstarter today. There was 4 Cthulhu style board games in the tabletop category that are currently going right now. 4 fucking Cthulhu games. It's like, come on. There's other stuff that we just have to.
You know what bugs me the most about all the Cthulhu games is like Lovecraft wrote a lot of stuff.
But we've talked about that before. That same exact. Here's my thing is like right now you have 3 basic categories. Well, 4 basic categories when it comes to stuff. You have fantasy, sci-fi, steampunk, and Cthulhu. There's nothing else besides that right now.
Who's going to believe a talking head? Go get a job at Sideshow.
We're just talking about Reanimator. Or you also have historical, but historical kind of curtails into the fantasy realm. Because there's swords and dragons. We all know dragons are historical. So
obviously.
Yes.
Is that a question? No, no.
I think the Queen of England right now is a dragon, if I'm not mistaken.
Josh has one, at least.
She has one. It's underneath the bank at Gringotts.
Yeah.
We've learned that from the Harry Potter expose that came out. But yeah, so there's nothing else right now. So it's those 4 categories and people don't want to do fantasy, sci-fi, steampunk. So they're like, we're just going to do Cthulhu. So we're just going to, you know, stick around there.
or cobble them together.
Yeah. Well, that's the mashup. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the largest,
I think Smashup did it best. They have a set called the Obligatory Cthulhu Expansion.
Yeah.
That's the name of the set.
Yeah. Well, I think the 5th category gradually will become ponies. So we just have to focus away from that.
Ponies are pretty big right now.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Well, you are a brony, so if anyone can speak to it.
That is not accurate. That's I'll stand for a lot of things. I will not
stand
for that
slander.
That's the type of slander that gets you killed.
Well, not according to my religious beliefs now. So under the Sharia law.
Well, luckily for me, I've got my gigantic assault rifle.
Oh, no. I've been out-freedomed.
I'll just hook it up to my freedom cart, and I'll just grab my 77-ounce Coca-Cola Classic. I'll put on my sweatpants, my sandals.
Your American flag sweatpants, sir.
Oh, yes. And I'll just, in my freedom cart, give you the double freedom rockets, and then
that's two middle
gun
fingers
you
up.
Down with my M60.
Or for the British, two backwards
while
peace
I'm
signs.
On my oxygen.
For the British, that's two backwards peace signs.
Out of my way.
So we're going to be ending
it's
right
like a
now.
Redneck Darth Vader.
So, but before we end, I wanted to tell you this. I wanted to hit this at the end because I don't want you to make fun of me for the whole podcast for this. But, you know how I'm gradually that slide towards the Grognard historical player? I totally pre-ordered the World War I Flames of War set.
That's going to be the worst. Like, let's do World War I miniatures games. All right, my guys are in a trench. All right. Your turn. All right, your guys run out of their trench. I shoot at you.
You know what?
Next turn, I run out of my trench.
It's not like an ongoing game where you can build. It's like a self-contained set, and that's the only reason why I'm buying it, because it looks pretty interesting. Yeah, and I would, if you, I don't know why I've gotten to this point in my life, but it's...
You should regret many things.
I regret many things. At least I'm not Napoleonic, Steve. That's all I'm saying. Napoleonics is the death of wargaming.
It's next.
No, never with the Napoleon. You know why? Because Napoleonics, all the uniforms have white, and I just don't want to paint white anymore. All right, go to Planet Arbitrary.
Next, you'll fall.
Go to PlanetArbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You could follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, /Game Classy. Also, follow, comment, and subscribe on the iTunes, where we're still the top comment on the iTunes is still, this is so vulgar.
It's vulgar guy. Vulgar guy is taking over.
Yes. So I need someone to bump him off.
Nope. Vulgar guy is gonna be top comment
it's
forever.
It's so vulgar. That's what I hear in my head every time I read it. It's
just
so
hear the
vulgar.
Voice.
Yeah. It's so vulgar. Oh.
Yeah, so that's there. Listen to a past retro game review play on podcast where they talk about the video games.
Pat's retro vinyl exam.
Retro vinyl exams. Yeah, he always bugs me because I never really properly promote the podcast. So it's a great little podcast. Pat and Anthony and Annie, they talk about video games and stuff like that.
They talk about their uninformed opinions and their really bad taste in games and how they love FPS games and don't like games.
That sounds like us. If you're gonna describe our podcast, it's two guys who are completely uninformed about tabletop games, just spouting out their
video games though.
spouting off our uninformed opinions on tabletop games. And half the times we talk about video games anyway.
I'd like to think. I guess their tastes do kind of jive with the general people.
They do. I mean, they
makes sense.
I mean, they're not,
because people like shit.
We're not gaming. We're gaming hipsters, like us two. We're all about the hipster. Like, oh, we don't like that because it's popular. That's totally us.
I don't know. I play popular games.
I do too. But I mean, we're totally like the people who are like, oh, you like that baby's game? That's a shit game. This is a shit tier game.
This game is shit tier. This game is dog shit tier.
Oh, you want to know how to make an orc army for your 40K? Okay, this is what you do.
Slap his models off the table.
You line up all your figures on the table, and then you sweep them into the garbage can. That's yes. How you do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you like Magic. Oh, yeah. It must be nice to have $1,000 to play on a fucking card game. Yeah, that's good. I played Magic before it was cool. Back when before you needed hundreds of dollars to make a deck.
$1,000 every few months.
Yeah, every few months. It's like, I play D&D. I play all... You know what, D&D? Fifth edition's cool, but I'm going to stick with AD&D second edition.
AD&D second edition. I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons 1, so you can take your second edition crap and shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Return to the Tomb of Horrors? I played the Tomb of Horrors. I never had to return because I was there already.
Yeah, already there.
Fucking it.
Look at these modules.
we're the fucking worst.
Look at my modules.
We are the worst.
I'm the best.
We don't like anything.
I'm the best.
You're the best.
Around.
We don't.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Yeah. But anyway, once again, thank you, Northampton Wargamers, for sponsoring us.
Northampton.
Ram
Hamish's mom later.
I know. We're getting towards the end here. We have to be hitting at least 10 right now out of the 15 episodes that sponsor us. So if you do want to sponsor us, you can get in contact with me. Joe@planetarbitrary.com is my email address if you want to sponsor us. Trust me, our rates are pretty fucking cheap.
Tell Hamish's mom to send us more nudes.
Also, if you want to send us anything to open up on air, like Angel Baker sent us this really sweet Japanese squiggly line magazine and headbands.
Dude, I'm gonna be so Ichiban.
I don't even know if this headband's upside down. it could be.
It might be.
Up. Yeah.
No, that definitely.
If it
looks
says
accurate.
It says Kamikaze, if it's right, I think if you put Kamikaze upside down, it says Super Ice Cream Man.
Super Ice Cream Man.
I'm not quite sure. I think it is.
That's funny.
Squiggly lines. Good thing we don't have any Japanese listeners. Get a couple Filipino listeners.
Nice. Yeah. Philippines.
Wait, can I say Filipino? Is Filipino derogatory?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just Filipino. They're from the Philippines.
Okay. Like, I'm not quite sure.
They eat balut. So there's that.
So there you go there. Do I have anything else I need to plug? YouTube channel for sure. Look us up. Game Classy podcast on the YouTube channel. Nikki's wearing bunny ears right now. And also, as I said, I might be doing a Game Classy subreddit where you could post pictures of Steve talking about steam tanks. So aside from that, Steve, you want the last word for today? Until next week? Next time? I want to say
something. All right.
So July 12th and 13th, there's a convention called DashCon. It's going to be in Schaumburg.
Are they sponsoring us?
No.
All right, then I'm turning this off.
No. It's a Tumblr convention. I'm going to be dressing up as Roger Rabbit. If you're the first person to come up to me and mention that you listen to Game Classy, you'll get a special present.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I don't think we have enough listeners to make that happen, but it could very well.
If it does, get a prize.
Tumblr convention.
Find Roger Rabbit, get a prize.
Yeah, get a prize.
Doug Jones is going to be there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Doug Jones is a very huggable person. He hugs everyone that
I'm
he meets.
I'm going to hug the shit out of
him. When I met him one time, and he hugged the shit out of me.
Doug Jones is awesome.
So, there we go. All right, so bye.
Yeah.
Game Classy.